Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar B'Yitzchak. Today we are going to complete Mesechta Chala and we are going to begin Mesechta Orla as well. And so the Mishnah begins as follows. Ben Antonus Hela Bechorus Mibabel Velo Kiblu Mimenu. Ben Antonus used to bring the firstborn kosher animals in from Bavel, and they didn't accept it because it says V'achatal Bnei Hashem Elokecha Masar Digancha Tirosh Chabitzarecha Bechoros Mekar Chabitzonecha. Where you get the dagan? That's where you get the bechoros. But Chutz La'aretz, you don't bring Maaser from there, so you also don't bring the Bechoros. So they didn't want to accept it. Yosef HaKohen Hevi Bikuri Ayin B'Shemen B'lo Kiblu Meimenu. He used to bring the stuff as Bikurim once it was already transferred from grape into wine and from olive into oil, and they didn't want to accept it because it was not set aside that way. It wasn't set aside to be turned into that situation. And so Bikurim, it should not have been set aside in that direction. So Afu Hela, as Banam Bnei Beisol Asas Pesach Chatam B'Yerushalayim, used to bring his family up to celebrate Pesach Sheni in Yerushalayim, but they would Chazru Shalo Yikaba Davar Chova. He used to send it back so that it shouldn't become a Chova. What does that mean? They were only Chayev in Pesach Rishon. Right, but to bring come up with the whole family, who could in that situation to bring the carbon, katanim should not have been brought up in that situation. Ariston, there was an individual who was named Ariston, and he used to bring bikurim from Apamia. Right, he would bring it from Apamia, which is an area in Syria, and just like we said that you have to say trumos and maisos over there. So they also said you have to bring Bikurim from the area. And so the Kiblu Mimenu, and they accepted it from him. They said if you buy land in Syria, it's like getting land in the middle of Yerushalayim, and it's going to be a Chiyuv in that situation. And with that, we close out Mesechta Chala, and we turn right away now to the next Mesechta, Mesechta Orla, which deals with the Yisurim of the first 3 years of Orla. If a person plants a tree as a hedge or for its beams, right? What does that mean? He planted a fruit tree to be part of a hedge around a vineyard. So the main purpose is to be a hedge, not to produce fruit, right? Or you planted it because you want the lumber, right? So a patam in an orla that should be exempt from the rules of orla, which is the prohibition that applies to the first 3 years of growth. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu Amar Hapnimi Lamachal V'Achitzon L'Siag." Even if he says the inner stuff of the inner side of the tree will keep the fruit, right, and the outside, that's the hedge, right? Hapnimi Chayev V'Achitzon Pater. You can subdivide between the inside and the outside, but we don't paskin that way. Lahalacha, we paskin based on the principles that we have. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue on the first day of Chol Hamoed. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing Yom Tov.